We're going to look at a passage of Scripture that begins with some bad news, but then introduces some very, very, very good news.
今天早上呢，我们要阅读到的经文呢，一开始呢是讲到非常非常不好的消息，然后呢就讲到非常非常好的好消息。
I'd encourage you to turn to Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 11. I'm going to have Claire read the whole passage, and then I will read it in English.
请大家翻开以弗所书的第二章十一节到二十二节，第十一节这样讲，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，就借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Therefore remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole body is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Now, here is the bad news.
所以呢，现在我们来看看这个不好的消息。
As Gentiles or non-Jews, once we were separate from God and others.
作为外邦人，作为非犹太人的人，我们曾经是和神隔绝的。
And we find that in verse 11, we were disadvantaged.
我们在第十一节里面呢，看到了我们是处于劣势的。
Now, the Jews called themselves the circumcised or the circumcision.
犹太人呢，称他们自己为受割礼的人。
And by this, they meant that they had a unique and a special relationship with God.
他们这样讲呢，意思是指说他们和神有特别的关系。
And they looked upon the Gentiles whom they called uncircumcision as having no special relationship with God and no value as human beings.
所以呢他们称其他的人为外邦人，就是说这些人呢跟神没有什么特别的关系，他们是看不起这些人的，而且呢他们视这些人为狗一样的。
The Gentiles were viewed as dogs.
他们就是像狗一样被犹太人所看不起的。
But this animosity went both ways.
但是呢这种敌意呢其实是双向的。
There was no love lost between these two people groups.
这两群人呢其实是互相敌视的，彼此厌恶的。
The Gentiles viewed the Jews as barbarians.
外邦人呢看犹太人呢把他们看作是野蛮人。
And each group exalted their own beliefs and culture at the expense of the others.
每一个群体呢都抬高自己的文化，抬高自己的所相信的，而贬低对方。
And even though Paul downplays circumcision, describing it as being done by the hands of men, it was true that originally the Jews were the special people of God.
虽然呢，保罗在这里呢，他淡化这个受割礼，他说呢，受割礼是凭人手所做的，但是其实上呢，犹太人确实是神的特殊的选民。
The Jews were the special people of God and...All other people groups were at a disadvantage unless they converted to Judaism.
所以呢，其他的人呢，都是不占优势，处于劣势的，除非他们皈依犹太教。
And so we were disadvantaged.
所以呢，我们是不占优势的。
And then according to verse 12, we were separate from Christ.
第十二节里面呢，说到呢，我们曾经是与神隔绝的。
We did not enjoy all the blessings or the privileges found in Christ.
我们是与基督隔绝，与他无关，所以呢，我们没有享受到基督里面的福气和特权。
And not only that, we were excluded from citizenship in Israel.
我们也是在以色列国民以外的。
Now down through the centuries, Israel had a king.To govern them, but more importantly, they had the King of Kings to govern them.
其实在以色列的历史上几百年、几千年来呢，他们都是有王来治理他们。但是最重要的是，他们有万王之王来治理他们。
And even though the Jewish people often repudiated his kingship, the reality was that the Gentiles were like a displaced people group.
虽然呢，犹太人在历史上呢，他们常常的拒绝，他神的王权，但是呢，外邦人呢，确实是像一群漂流的一群人。
They were without a home or a sovereign to rule and protect them.
他们没有一个家园，他们也没有一个王来保护和治理他们。
Now another piece of bad news is that they were foreigners, or we were foreigners to the covenants of the promise.
另外一个不好的消息就是说，我们这些外邦人呢，是在所应许的诸约上是外面的人，是外人，局外人。
We didn't have the covenant promise of Exodus chapter 6 verse 7, which says, "I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God."
我们并没有在出埃及记第六章第七节那里讲的那样子的一个应许，那里讲到说，我要以你们为我的百姓，我要做你们的神，这话是跟以色列人讲的。
Therefore we did not have access to his special care, protection, healing, guidance, nurture and other blessings.
所以呢我们呢不能进到他特别的看顾保护医治引领扶助和其他的福气里面。
Also we learned that we were without hope.
而且呢我们也是曾经是没有指望的人。
We had no future to look forward to.
我们没有什么将来未来可以去期盼的。
Now even though the Jews were often stubborn and rebellious, at least they could look to the future arrival of a Messiah.
犹太人呢，他们虽然常常是玩梗和悖逆的，但是呢，至少他们有一个未来可以去期盼。这个未来就是他们将来有一位弥赛亚，就是救主要降临。
And even in the worst of circumstances, the Jewish people could arouse optimism through the anticipation of a Messiah.
就算在最糟糕的情况里面，犹太人他们也可以乐观起来，因为他们可以指望有一位救主要出现。
But there was no such hope for the Gentiles.
但是对外邦人来说呢，就没有这样子的一种盼望。
Then Paul says, "We were without God in the world."
所以呢，保罗说，我们曾经是活在世上没有神。
Now this does not necessarily mean that Gentiles were atheists.
这句话呢，并不是说呢，外邦人都是些不信神的人，无神论者。
It simply meant that they or that we did not have a personal relationship with the one and only true God.
这句话的意思是说，我们也他们犹太人和我们都是没有和唯一的真神没有一个真正的联系的个人的关系的。
And so in succinct, rapid succession, Paul has outlined our bad news.
所以呢，这里呢，保罗呢就一连串的把我们关于给外邦人的这一些不好的消息呢，就一连串的罗列出来了。
The reality of the Gentiles and our own reality was grim.
就是说呢，外邦人的情况，也就是我们的情况是非常糟糕的。
But now, Paul announces some very good news.
好了，接下来呢，保罗呢就宣布了一些非常非常好的消息。
And it's important to note that the good news is for the Jews and Gentiles alike.
很重要的呢，我们就要知道这些这个好消息呢，不光是给犹太人的，也是给外邦人的。
And so in verse 13, Paul says, "But now we have been brought near in Christ."
就是在第十三节里面呢，保罗说我们得以与神亲近了。
Now this statement by Paul is a summary of what he has already enthusiastically spoken about.In Ephesians chapter 2.
其实呢这个宣告呢保罗已经在前面的章前面的八节和九节第二章的八节和九节里面呢也已经说到了。
I'm going to read chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 and you can follow along either on the overhead or in your own Bibles.
我来读一下英文版中文的呢就大家在屏幕上看。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith,And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Now understand, the Gentiles were always on the mind of God in the story of salvation.
所以呢，大家看到在救恩的事情上，外邦人其实一直是在神的心意里面，神的计划里面的。
Through the blood of Christ, through his saving work on the cross, we, but not only we, the Jews also have been brought near or into a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
借着基督的宝血，借着他在十字架上的救恩，我们不光光是我们，还有犹太人，我们大家一起都进入了一个神，一个亲近的一个关系，可以我们都已经被带到神的面前，可以和他亲近了。
Now, to understand and appreciate more deeply what it means to be saved by grace or to be brought near, Paul elaborates in verses 14 to 18.
为了更明白什么叫做是凭着恩典得救和以神亲可以得以神亲近了，保罗在第14到18节里面呢进一步的说明了。
Salvation.Not only brings us near to God, but it brings us near to one another.
救恩不光光使我们与神亲近，也让我们与我们彼此亲近了。
And so some of the good news is that Christ is our peace, and we enjoy a new reality.
所以呢，好消息之一就是说，基督就是我们的和睦，我们已经有了一个新的现实。
Christ made two very distinct groups of people into one new group.
基督呢使两群非常非常不同彼此天差地别的两群人呢把他们形成为一体了。
And how did he make these different groups into one brand new group?
他是怎么使这两群人变成一群人的呢?
He did this by destroying the dividing wall.
他是靠着拆毁了他们两群人当中那个彼此隔断的墙。
To say that there was a distinction or a division or an animosity between Jews and Gentiles would be an understatement.
如果我们说犹太人和外邦人之间他们有不同有敌意其实这个说法是轻描淡写了。
There was a great wall of separation between Jews and Gentiles, a wall of hostility.
其实他们这两群人当中呢是有一个非常大的一个隔离的墙。这个墙呢真的是一个敌意的墙。
Now, this substantial barrier was both figurative and literal.
他们之间的这个巨大的隔阂呢既是比喻性的也是实际上存在的。
In Judaism, the temple was the center of worship.
在犹大教里面呢会所圣所呢是他们敬拜的中心。
It was the focal point of Israel's privileged relationship with God.
是他们犹太人和神有特殊关系的一个焦点，一个表号。
It was the most obvious example of differences between Jews and Gentiles.
也是犹太人和外邦人他们之间有多大不同的一个例证。
Now the temple consisted of a series of courts.Each one a little higher than the one that went before.
这个圣殿呢是由几个院子组成的，每一个院子呢，每靠近中间的一个院子都比外面的院子呢都更高一点。
First around the perimeter was the court of the Gentiles.
在最外层的呢是给外邦人的院子。
Then moving in toward the center was the court of the women.
往里面靠近中心的再往里面一层呢就是给妇女的院子。
And then the court of the Israelites.
然后呢是给以色列男人的院子。
Then the court of the priests and finally the holy place.
再进去呢是祭司的院子再进去呢就是圣所。
Now Gentiles were allowed into the first court only.
外邦人呢只被允许进入第一层的院子就是最外层的那个院子。
And there was a barrier, a dividing wall between the first court and the remaining courts.
在外邦人的院子和里面的几个院子中间呢，有一个隔断的墙。
And mounted at intervals along this dividing wall were announcements written in Latin and Greek.
在这个墙上呢，每隔一段呢，就会有一个用拉丁语和希腊语所写的一个告示，一个警告。
And these notices said that any foreigner entering a forbidden court would be executed.
这个告示呢，就是说，外邦人如果进入他们不准他们进去的院子的话呢，他们是要被处死的。
Now, these notices and restrictions clearly demonstrated the alienation and hostility that existed between Jews and Gentiles.
这些告示、这些限制呢，就很清楚地表明了犹太人和外邦人之间所存在的那个敌意。
But now, Paul makes this astounding declaration.
但是现在呢，保罗呢，就发出了这样一个很令人震惊的一个宣告。
He declares that all differences, all barriers, all divisions, whether literal or figurative, have been broken down or abolished.
他宣告说，所有的区别、障碍和分隔呢，无论是比喻性的还是实际存在的呢，都已经被废掉了。
Through Jesus Christ, it is decreed that all people may enter into the Holy of Holies and be God's people.
借着基督呢，他宣布说，所有的人都可以来到至圣所，成为神的子民。
Through Jesus Christ, all people together enjoy the privileges of friendship with God and with one another.
借着耶稣基督呢，他说，所有的人都可以享受和神亲密关系这样一个特权，并且也可以建立互相之间的亲密的关系。
Jesus brought peace between people and God and peace and unity between people who are different.
基督呢带来了人和神之间的和睦，也带来了人和人之间的和睦。
In Jesus Christ, Jews and Gentiles, people who were different, are given a new identity.
在耶稣基督里，这两群非常不同的人呢，他们现在得到了一个全新的身份。
Today, we are united into one new identity or reality.
今天呢，我们进入了一个新的一个身份，我们得了一个新的身份，进入了一个新的现实。
Now Paul continues, this new identity was accomplished by abolishing the law with its commandments and regulations.
基督呢是靠着废除了律法上的规条而成就了这个新的身份。
Now here in verse 15, Paul is not referring to the moral commandments and regulations.
在第十五节里面，保罗并不是指的那些道德的规条。
We must still live to please and obey God.
我们活着仍然是为了讨神喜悦，并且来顺服他。
But what Paul is referring to are the legal or dietary regulations or restrictions that the Jews followed as a sign of their own distinctiveness or separateness.
保罗所说的废掉的那些规条呢，指的是那些律法上的或者是饮食上的一些禁忌的规条，因为犹太人呢靠着这些规条遵循这些规条呢，是为了显示他们和其他人的不同，他们的特别之处。
Paul's point is that now in Christ we are no longer two groups separated by religious or cultural practices.
保罗的意思是在耶稣基督里我们现在已经不再是两群被宗教或者是文化的习俗所分开的两群人了。
We are one group or one body.
我们现在是已经成了一群人，已经是一体了。
We have one new identity.
我们有了一个新的身份。
Christ's goal or purpose was to make one new man or one newpeople or one new body.
基督的目的呢，他是要造一个新的人类，新的族类。
He accomplished this by reconciling both groups to God through the cross.
他借着十字架使这两群人呢都与神和好了，就做成了这个新的族类。
Jews and Gentiles alikeneed to be reconciled to God.
犹太人和外邦人两群人呢，他们都需要与神和好。
And when they are reconciled to God, they are also reconciled to one another, and all hostility ceases.
当他们与神两群人都与神和好了的时候呢，他们彼此之间也就和好了，再也没有敌意了。
Now the Jew is not reconciled by becoming a Gentile and adopting the rules and regulations and behaviors of the Gentiles.
犹太人并不是通过去做一个外邦人，遵守外邦人的规条和行为来和外邦人和好的。
And the Gentile is not reconciled by becoming a Jew and adopting the rules and the regulations and behaviors of the Jew.
外邦人也不是靠着去变成一个犹太人，去遵循犹太人的规条和他们的行为来和犹太人和好的。
But both groups are reconciled to God together.
他们呢是一起的与神和好。
And together they become a brand new humanity.
他们就一起的有了一个成为一个新的族类。
Together they are given a brand new identity.
他们就有了一个新的身份。
There are no more differences or hostility or alienation between people who are reconciled to God.
在这两群已经和神和好的这两群人当中呢，就不再有敌意，不再有疏离了。
Further, Christ brought about our new and true identity by preaching peace to both groups, verse 17.
在第十七节里面呢，说基督借着让两个群体都进入到神的面前。
Peace is the absence of hostility and division.
和睦的意思就是说没有敌意，没有疏离，没有分隔。
Peace is also the enjoyment of unity, cooperation, wholeness, well-being, and God's blessings.
和睦也是享受那个合一，那个同心，那个美善和神的各样的祝福。
Christ established our new and true identity.
耶稣基督使我们有了这个新的身份。
And he did this by giving both groups together access to God the Father.
他成就了这件事情是靠着使两个群体都得以进入到神的面前。
And now, having access to God, we are to live and minister together in unity as one group with our new and true identity as Christians.
所以呢，我们现在呢，能够来到神的面前，作为一个整体来侍奉他，来带着我们的新的身份来生活，来侍奉。
As a result of two very different and distinct people groups being made one, as a result of being given a brand new identity, Paul makes three declarations.
因为这两群原来不同的两群人现在被合成一体了，而且呢，有了一个新的身份，所以呢，保罗这样讲。
Paul declares that we are no longer foreigners or aliens, rather together we are members of one kingdom.
他说呢，我们就不再是外人和客旅，而是我们是同一个国度的国民了。
We are fellow citizens having the same king.
我们有着同一位的君王。
The next declaration, together we are members of one family or one household.
我们也成为同一个家的人了。
We are brothers and sisters in God's household.
我们在神家里是兄弟和姐妹了。
Now, as Paul so wondrously proclaimed in his letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female.
在保罗给加拉太人的书信里面第三章第28节呢，保罗很精彩的宣告说，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女。
Or we might paraphrase it and say that there is neither Caucasian nor Chinese, rich nor poor, white collar nor blue collar.
也许我们也可以照着这样讲说，再没有西人或者华人了。再没有穷富的和穷的了，再没有白领或者蓝领了。
In Jesus Christ, there are no separating distinctions.
在耶稣基督里，再没有彼此之间的不同了。
We are all one in Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里是一体了。
Now, having this new and true identity does not mean that we cease to be.Caucasian or Chinese or Korean or Hispanic or rich or poor.
我们说我们有了一个新的身份，并不是说我们就不再是西人或者是华人、韩国人或者是西班牙人或者是穷的、富的。
We have uniqueness. We have distinctions.
我们还是有彼此之间不同的、我们独特的那些特点。
But.We must not separate ourselves or protect ourselves or promote ourselves or exalt ourselves based upon these differences.
但是呢，我们不能因着这些不同呢，就自我的分隔、自我的保护或者自我的推崇，或者说自己抬高自己。
These differences are to enrich and enliven our relationship with one another.
这些不同呢，是应该使我们彼此之间的关系更加的丰富，更加的富有生机。
But they are never meant to separate us from one another.
这些我们不应该因为这些不同呢，彼此隔绝。
In our new and true identity as followers of Jesus, as Christians, we are to worship and we are to minister and we are to spend time together.
我们现在已经有了我们真正的身份，就是我们都是耶稣基督的追随者，我们是基督徒，我们就要一起的来敬拜，来侍奉，并且互相相处。
We are brothers and sisters.
我们是兄弟姐妹。
We are members of one kingdom.
我们是同一个国度的国民。
We are members of one family.
我们是同一个家的成员。
And then Paul says, together we are members of one church or a building or a temple in which God lives by his spirit.
保罗也说呢，我们也就是同一个教会的成员，上帝呢借着他的圣灵呢所居住的所在。
We are a building and a holy temple.
我们就是那个圣殿。
We are Christians in whom God dwells and through whom he works.
上帝居住在我们里面，也借着我们来做工。
Now the apostles and the prophets gave to us God's word to instruct and guide us.
使徒和先知们给了我们神的话语来引导，来教导我们。
Paul continues that Christ himself broke down the barriers and is the cornerstone or that crucial piece that unites us and binds us together.
耶稣基督自己呢是成为联合我们，把我们联合成一体的那个房角石。
And he informs us that we are joined together and we are to rise together and we must be built together.
我们现在是被连接在一起，并且要一起来被建造。
We are to live, worship, serve, minister, and grow together.
我们要一起生活，一起来敬拜，一起来服侍，一起来成长。
And as we are being built together, as we are strengthening our unity, as we are living out more and more the reality of unity and cooperation that God has planned for us.
当我们来一起的来被建造，一起的来加强我们这个合一，并且我们来活出我们的合一的时候。
When all this is happening, do you see what the result is?
你知道这个结果会是什么吗？
Then we will more and more encounter God living in our midst by His Spirit.
我们就会越来越多的经历神借着圣灵在我们当中的居住在我们当中。
Without unity.
如果没有合一。
Without accepting, promoting, and protecting our new and true identity as Christians.
如果我们不去接纳，不去促进，去保护我们这个真正的新的身份的话，
We will not be a place where God increasingly makes his presence known.
神的同在就不会越来越多的临到我们中间。
Now, because this unity is critical to the health and vitality of our church, we have made some plans.
因为这个合一呢是非常的重要，对我们教会的健康和活力非常的重要，所以呢我们有做了一些改变。
Over the coming months, we are going to have more combined times of worship and learning.
在接下来的几个月当中呢，我们会有更多的联合在一起的崇拜和学习的时间。
On the first Sunday of each month, we will have all three congregations meeting together around Holy Communion.
在每个月的第一个主日，我们会有三堂的会众联合在一起，一起来领圣餐。
Our worship together will demonstrate, celebrate,and promote our true identity as one family of Christians.
我们在一起的联合崇拜呢，表明了，也庆祝，也促进了我们在神家里面这个同一的真正的身份。
As well.
并且
Over the coming months, Pastor Sampson and I will also teach about what is required of us as a family if we are going to successfully live out our new and true identity.
而且呢，在接下来的几个月里面呢，罗牧师和我呢，将要来教导一些我们要怎么样才能活出我们这个新的身份。
We are embarking on a path of learning and maturing together.
我们真的是踏上了一条一起学习、一起成长、成熟的一条道路。
Now let me wrap things up with a few questions.
让我来问你几个问题来结束今天的讲道。
Would you like to be a member of a church family that is experiencing more and more the presence of God Himself?
你想不想成为这样一间教会的会员，就是神在这里呢有越来越多的同在，你可以经历到神越来越多的同在。
Would you like to be a member of a church family where our differences do not separate but enrich our experiences?
在这里呢，我们互相之间的不同呢，不会使我们彼此隔绝，而是更丰富我们之间的关系。
Would you like to be a member of a church family where we find no barriers, no divisions, and no adversaries?
在这里呢，我们彼此之间没有阻隔，没有分离，没有敌对。
Would you like to be a member of a church family where we embrace one another as brothers and sisters?
在这里呢，我们可以互相对待对方的像兄弟和姐妹那样。
If you answered no to any of those questions, I invite you to attend a different church.
如果你对这些问题的答案是说不想的话呢，我建议你去参加别的教会。
But if you said yes, you're in the right place.
如果你说你的回答是是的，我想要这样子的一个教会的话呢，你在对了地方了。
This is the kind of church that I want to be a member of, where there is unity, where we are brothers and sisters, where we are working and serving and ministering together.
我自己呢就很想成为这样一间教会的会员，大家一起的一同的彼此之间是兄弟姐妹，一起的来侍奉，一起来侍奉我们的主。
And I truly believe that this is the kind of church we are becoming.
我真的相信说我们这间教会就是朝着这个方向去的。
And so I invite you to join with me and embrace our new and true identity.
所以呢，我邀请你们呢和我一起来拥抱我们这个真正的新的身份。
Together, let us grow and mature into the family God intends us to be.
让我们一起来成长成熟，成为一位神所喜悦的这样一个大家庭。
And to reaffirm and celebrate our unity, we now move into Holy Communion.
现在呢，我们就要一起来领圣餐。
And I invite Pastor Sampson to come and lead us in that.
请罗牧师呢上来带我们领圣餐。